You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Variety of ways you can reach out to us. Maddie did this through Facebook. She just found us on the FB. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom and Jeremy. She goes, boys, I need a ruling, please. That's funny.
All right. Yeah, that is.
She goes, I put in a lot of overtime work in the last month finishing up a big project, and since I'm salaried, I don't get any more money for those extra hours. Yeah, so she doesn't get like time and a half or anything like that. You know, it's just
a bummer.
It's kind of like your wife, right? Does she get extra money for all those extra hours?
She does, yes.
Okay, good for
her. Thank goodness.
Maddie says, when I got to work this morning, my supervisor had left a thank you card. Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
With a note about how much he appreciated all my extra work. And with it was a gift card to Victoria's Secret.
Gasp.
And a P.S. that said, treat yourself. Maddie writes, I can't decide if this is a really nice gift or if a Victoria's Secret card is inappropriate as a gift to an employee. She writes, I haven't responded with a thank you yet because I'm conflicted about the whole thing. Is this a come on? Is it an innocent gift? I listen to you boys every morning and thought I'd get your opinions. Thanks for the fun show every day.
Huh.
That's Maddie. I'm going to tell you something. So many times we get stuff from people and I right away will go, oh, well, that's obviously, you know,
inappropriate.
Or it's obviously B.
Right.
It's obviously black or it's obviously white. But in this case, even from the get go, I was like, huh, I have to think about that. A male boss giving an employee a Victoria's Secret gift card.
I know.
How do we feel?
That's quite curious, isn't it?
How do we feel?
I need to know how much it was for.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just trying to digest some thoughts here. No, I kind of am. I kind of want to know how much it was for.
Well, like if it was a $100 gift card.
Then just shut up, be gracious, and move on. Say thank you. Awesome. I'm going to go get me some nice stuff.
I will say this.
Kind of what I want to say in general.
I have never heard this before. So this one was new to me.
But if you're a boss, look, if you're a guy in general, you kind of rack your brain as to what to get a woman. I mean, this can kind of go south. If you gave her like a Dairy Queen gift card or something, then what, she's going to be like, why are you saying I'm a fat? You know, it's like, I feel like there's like a no win with all of this, with any gift card.
I've thought of this before. This is one of the brilliant things about Target. They can't go wrong with in the gift card department.
I'll give you that.
There's nobody that you can offend, which is hard to believe in 2020, but I don't think there's anybody you can offend by giving them a Target gift card, right?
I'm sure there's somebody who's offended by the color red.
Right, okay, sure. But if you gave them, for instance, to, what's one of those kitchen, the big, like Williams-Sonoma?
Sure.
Right? If you gave them that, somebody could say, oh, are you saying I need to just stay in the kitchen all
my
day?
My place is in the kitchen? Right.
Right. If you give Victoria's Secret, are you coming on to me? I mean,
there's other things at Victoria's Secret to buy besides underpants. I mean, don't they have like makeup and perfumes and
but
pajamas?
Who in their right mind immediately thinks Victoria's Secret?
I do.
And pajamas.
I do. You know what I think before I think of thongs and panties and blah, blah, blah?
I think
of those sweatpants that say the pink across the butt that they sold for so many years.
Yes.
That's what I instantly think of.
Sure, but we got a million people listening to this right now, and not one of them thought of that the first moment said Victoria's Secret gift card.
But if he is saying treat yourself, maybe he is saying, you know, go buy yourself something nice maybe you wouldn't usually spend money on, and it's on me.
Look, I am not out of line when I say the average person hears Victoria's Secret, the average person, not all, the average person hears Victoria's Secret and immediately thinks bras and panties.
You're probably right.
Okay.
And that whole fashion show. And
if that's the case, if you're thinking bras and panties, then why is a boss getting this for his employees?
Is everybody thinking bras and panties right now? Everybody?
The whole world is thinking.
Everybody, think about them right now.
Right?
You weirdos.
Now.
You creepers. I don't know. I would need to see if there's any sort of history before this, if there's going to be any history after this of any sort of...
Well, I'm sorry. You don't get any history
on this. I know,
I know. You're going to have to just make your ruling now. Should we turn it over to listeners?
I do. I want to get... I don't want to talk about this anymore.
It doesn't take much to make you uncomfortable, which is why I love these topics.
Bras and panties.
Bras and panties.
Can't do it.
So we're going to turn to you, and here is Kimberly to go first. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I think it's totally appropriate because Victoria's Secret has so much more than just panties and bras.
See, that was my argument, too. They have some really good smelling perfumes and stuff.
But nobody thinks of that.
They have bathrobes, slippers, Sherpas. They have bath bombs, lotions.
Moo-moos. They have a lot of moo-moos.
Yeah. Here's how I can deflate your argument in 1 second. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
The people who used to say back in the day that Playboy magazine had great articles, right? Because it did. It had award-winning articles. But when I say Playboy magazine, Kimberly, what's the first thing that comes into your head?
The pictures.
The pictures.
So you can make the argument that Victoria's Secret has bath bombs, but no one is going to give someone a gift card to Victoria's Secret for a bath bomb. Nobody.
You don't know.
I spent over $600 at Christmas time on my daughter's just at Victoria's Secret.
I think we're looking
or panty.
See, I kind of agree with Kimberly's point of view because she is a woman. Like, we are coming at it, Dom, as a couple of goofy dudes. Like
Victoria's, but the guy who Victoria's wants Secret gift card is a
maybe
dude.
He's tapped in and he knows the extensive product line that they have there.
He wants to be tapped in.
No,
right.
Don't say that.
Kimberly, thank you for your vote. You know, I like the way Kimberly was strong in her conviction.
She dug in her heels, man.
She said it's totally okay.
She dug in her thong.
Here's Aaron. Aaron, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dom and Jeremy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, you too, Aaron.
What do you think, buddy? Hey, is this okay or not okay?
Not a prayer. Man, if my wife would have gotten a gift card from her boss from Victoria's Secret, I would lose my mind. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the guy's probably fishing around like, hey, what do you like? What are you doing? You know, maybe at one point he said he liked a perfume or something. Hey, it's from Victoria's Secret. He's being weird. Something's not right here.
Something ain't right. Would you have stormed down to that office, Aaron?
No, I would have made her tell him no thanks, and I probably would have written him a letter myself.
A very harshly worded letter.
Dear sir.
Although, Aaron, she's got like a $100 gift card to Victoria's Secret. She goes buy some pretty stuff, and you can, you know, more or less reap the benefits of a beautiful wife.
I give her $200.
You are a good husband. You're a good man.
Okay, there's Visa, MasterCard gift card. There's all kinds of good stuff. But anyway, thank you guys. I appreciate you taking my call today, but not a prayer.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're a good man.
He's
thanks
a good
for being
guy.
On the show. That's funny.
He's a good husband.
Here comes Gina. Gina, what do you think? Is it okay or not okay?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. I think it's absolutely okay. The responsibility goes on her. Hmm. And who knows? Maybe her boss is married, asked his wife, hey, what could I do for her? Well, the ultimate trait is, hey, go to Victoria's Secret. You can get whatever you want. She may not be into bras and panties. Maybe this way she can go in and get whatever she wants.
I know. But I keep
the slippers,
back
right?
The same
slippers.
Argument. There's 1,000 places that you can give someone a gift card to.
Kohl's.
Besides Victoria's.
Although
Secret.
They sell bras and panties at Kohl's.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it just isn't the same.
I guess I would need to know if either one of them are married or have boyfriends,
exactly.
Girlfriends.
Yeah, Gina, you're right. We need more information. I'm glad you
There's
called.
There's a lot have of backstory.
Have a fun weekend, okay?
Hey, you too. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Gina. Okay.
Bye, Gina.
Baby
right,
got
so,
backstory, Dom.
Here's Amber. Amber, what's your vote?
Oh, my gosh. As soon as you said it, I have to go with my gut feeling. And my gut feeling was I'm going to throw up right after you said Victoria's Secret. That's so creepy and gross. If a boss did that, I would really it's just so creepy.
Well, look at this.
My
We've got
no.
Yeah, but Amber, the thing is, there's 2 votes that say it's totally fine and 2 votes that say it's not okay.
If it's just a nice gift.
Okay, but my gut says throw up on his shoes. So I have to go with what my gut says. Yep, there you go. It's just way too creepy.
Oh, you're fantastic. Amber. I hope you call us often, okay?
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Look at that. We've got 2-2. Here's Sarah. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I guess I'm a tiebreaker, it sounds like. My gut said, actually, that there's definitely not enough information to jump to the conclusion that there was some sort of, like, ulterior motive for that particular gift card. And I work with some, let's just say, older generation folks who just need some hope and some training. So I would say don't jump to the conclusion. Accept it graciously. But maybe she could, if she's comfortable, maybe she could say, hey, I really appreciate this card. Just FYI, I don't think we meant, you know, anything inappropriate, but in the future, you know, just be careful giving cards like this. Maybe a Target gift card might be more appropriate because...
Okay. Yeah. Listen, we've got to take one more call. Thank you for being on the show, Sarah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Sarah.
Appreciate that. I know she did break a tie, but we've got Sydney who's been holding a long time, and so I want to take the call. Sydney, it's 3-2 in favor of okay. What do you say?
I would say it's not okay.
Oh, boy. Now we're tied again.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
Not okay.
I would say even, like, without backstory, I still don't think it's okay. I can't see backstory where it would make it okay. Like, even if she said, oh, yeah, I like Victoria's Secret, even if they're both single, it doesn't matter. It's her boss.
But what if they're really good friends? Like, Dom and I have had bosses that we're extremely close with, and you know for a fact it would just be like a friendship gift.
All right. But listen, do you remember I was really, really good friends? Yeah. See, I was very, very good friends with Queen Bee, who until December was our big boss, right?
Yeah.
Queen Bee, and I've known her for 25 years. Good friends, and she's my boss. There is no chance in hell for any event, whether it's Christmas, her birthday, anything, that I would get her a Victoria's Secret card. I don't care how good of friends you are.
And if Queen Bee gave you a Playboy subscription, would you think that was normal? You probably know if you like the articles.
There's great writing. Yeah, there's great articles, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can't even picture like a female boss giving a female employee Victoria's Secret gift card.
Well, now that's a good question. That's a really good question. I mean, who is the only person it's appropriate for? Like a spouse or significant other?
I would say so.
Even family, like our family does White Elephant, and one family member put Victoria's Secret gift cards, and that was weird. So I don't think it's a normal gift thing for people.
It's got to be between like a husband and wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 whatever.
Sydney, thank you for the call.
Bye, Sydney.
Thanks, bye.
What if your mom gave you that gift card?
So what do we do? We usually don't like for anything to end in a tie. But for some reason, am I wrong that this needs to end in a tie?
Yeah, I guess I'm fine with that.
Do we need to break the tie with one call?
Probably not.
I kind of want it to stay
a tie.
Let's
just leave it like this. Because it just leaves everybody a little uncomfortable.
Now, of course, Maddie's like listening.
Like the
She's
gift,
like,
it's uncomfortable.
Maddie's listening saying, thanks a lot. You left it a tie. What am I going to do? You know what?
Go spin your gift card, Maddie.
Just... do a quick little thank you note that just says, thank you for the thoughtful gift. Yes. Just that. Thank you for the thoughtful gift.
And then look for a new job immediately.
This was fascinating to me.
I know.
Because both sides were really passionate.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's fun. Maddie, I tell you what, do a follow-up for us and let us know what you say in response. And then if there's any other further
escalations,
overtures, I don't
know.